One of the mistakes that's made in the prophetic, if I can address another mistake, is interpretation and application. Because we all see in part. And sometimes we actually need another member of the body to complete what we've seen, or another moment in time to release understanding to what we've seen. One of my favorite stories in this regard is one of our dear prophet friends saw a black panther going into Charlotte, North Carolina. And there's all this, you know, black panther, that's got to be pretty nasty, this evil is coming into the city, so people are alarmed. They don't, you know, everybody's trying to figure out what has God said, because they trust the prophet. He saw this black panther coming into the city. And so he gave the word. People are trying to sort it out, figure what to do. How do we protect ourselves from the black panther? And just a short time later, the NFL announced that the Carolina Panthers would be setting up residence as a football team in North Carolina. And that's what he was seeing. So why did God release that prophetically? Because he wanted to. He just enjoys breaking up some of our patterns. We have ways of thinking. The snake means Satan. Well, it doesn't always mean Satan. Once it meant Jesus. Once the snake was Jesus. It was when he was on the pole in the wilderness. They lifted up the serpent that was wrapped around the staff, and it became the prophetic picture of Jesus. And so we tend to get locked into interpreting things without hearing God. We'd rather turn to a manual to get definitions than actually having to pray. And I think there are principles to use when you're looking to interpret a dream or a prophetic word. I think it's wisdom to use the principles. How's God spoken in the past? But just understand, he may mix the whole thing up and say, there's a black panther coming to your city. Oh, no. What do I do? Buy season tickets. Sometimes the outcome is different than you think. You know, it's like one of Randy Clark's parishioners was going to visit somebody who was really sick. And on the way, the Lord spoke to her and said, I don't remember the names of the people. So let's say Susan is driving the car and she's going to visit Judy. And on her way to visit Judy, the Lord speaks to her and says, Judy just bought a new washing machine. And she's waiting for the Lord to give her the prophetic significance of that. And nothing else came. And she actually is driving the car. She's frustrated. She says, how is that supposed to help me?